Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the real life of Nisha D. And I am your host, Nisha D. This is my morning cap, my morning wisdom. As you all know, these last few months have really been trying for you, girl. I have felt every level of joy, hope, pain, sorrow, compassion, understanding, and respect in every way that is manageable or intangible known to man. I am emotional this morning because have you ever just got on your knees and asked God to protect you from those that mean you no well, keep you safe and keep the ones that you love safe? Because there's people out there that mean you no well, you all, and it's very important that we be mindful of those people. With me, I've always seen the good in everyone. Because I feel that we have a good entity and a bad entity. And it's really up to us to have understanding about those things. Because there's good and bad in all of us. And I always try to pull the good out all the time. And I always try to see the good in everyone. And I've never met a stranger. But this morning I got on my knees and I just asked God to just protect me and protect the ones that I love, because we need someone to intercess and pray for us and not pray on us, because there are so many people that pray but say that they're praying. And there's a difference between P-R-E-Y and P-R-A-Y. I'm vulnerable at this moment. I'm vulnerable for a lot of reasons. My emotional sensibility is at an all-time high. And normally, I protect that part of me, because sometimes people don't need to see that. But I'm being transparent this morning. You know, after losing someone that I cared for deeply and loved in a sense that I only wanted the best for him and his life and everything. And then, you know, loving someone that couldn't love me the way that I needed to be loved. And it was a lot. And then, you know, going through losing someone that was my friend, and, you know, being in car wrecks, and then, you know, getting hit with this financial thing. Thank God for grace and mercy, though. But I just wanted you all to stay encouraged. Yesterday marked 7 years since my mother has gone home to the good Lord. 7 years. So when I tell you all, me and August are not good friends, but August is here to stay because it's embedded in my soul. 7 years ago, which made 7 years on yesterday, 7 a.m., I walked into my daughter's room because my mother was on hospice. She had stage 4 colon cancer, and it was nothing that they could do right. I blame myself that I didn't try hard enough, even though I was calling doctors and, like, I was doing my own research and trying to save my mother, because that was my mother. And I don't know if you all ever was raised in a household where you were raised by strong women, whether it be your grandmother or your mother or your auntie or either the neighbor. But they were strong women, and they guided you on this life, whether the road was bumpy for you both or you didn't always agree. But it was the sheer love that you all had. So when you see someone that is no longer in that strength, it breaks your heart. And it did something to me. And it was a trying time for me. Within those 7 years, I've lost 2 grandmothers, 2 aunts, a godmother, a man that loved me with all his heart. I lost someone that loved me as well, and I loved them. You know, there's different types of love in this world, right? And then I lost a friend that was my boy that made me laugh and talk shit to me. It was a lot of loss. You know, I lost one of my favorite cousins, lost my sister-in-law, was in 3 car wrecks, you know? So your girl been through a lot. And I say all this is because all the things I've been through, I still never lost my faith in God. It is what keeps me sane, and it is what protects me. God is a God of understanding, a God of hope, a God of love, and a God of understanding. And always remember that no matter how it looks, it will get better. And I know everyone has a different trial and a different tribulation that they go through in this whirlwind we call life. But just know God is able. God is a healer. And even the strongest and even the ones that have the most faith in God still need prayer. So I'm asking you all to pray for each other. Pray for me. Pray for my family. Pray for my friends. Pray for anyone that you feel that needs prayer at this moment or at this time. Pray for the ones that hurt you and wronged you. Just cause a mass healing of prayer. Prayer, it does change things. I don't always get it right, you guys. When I tell you I am the most flawed and imperfect person ever, I am that. But my heart is good. And when I say I only want the best for everyone, I mean that from the depth of my soul, that I only want the best for everyone. So I'm standing in the gap for you all this morning. I pray that God blesses you all in areas in your life that only you and God know about. You know, the ones, those secrets, the pain, the hurt that you bury deep down inside because you can't talk about it because it's so hurtful and it's so painful and only God and you know about it. I pray that God just speaks that word over you and God heals you in the sense of needing to be healed. I pray that God touches your soul and you be kind to someone today, because the world needs kindness. We need so much kindness in this world, and we need so much love in this world. And love is the power of God. And I'm not talking about I'm talking about a spiritual love, right? I'm talking about the type of love that can heal the soul and heal the mind and the body. I'm talking about hope. You all, please understand me. We are living in trying times. And we've all dealt with so much. You know, rather you've lost it all and you had to start all over, or rather that you're finally getting everything that you deserve, don't forget to know who God is. God has kept me, you all. You all, I have been kept by God. And I just pray that you all feel my words and it touches you in places that you need to be touched. And you are restored. Please be humble. Life is very humbling. Don't think because you have it all going on that you can't lose it, because you can lose any and everything. But don't lose yourself in the process of losing things. Understand me. God is able. I'm sending you all love. I'm sending you all blessings. And most of all, I'm sending you all joy. Please understand me. Trust God. And it's okay to say, God, I need you. Because you know what? We all need God. I am nothing without God. I am truly in mourning right now. But I know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So let joy come, y'all. Embrace joy. As always, this is my morning cap. May grace, may mercy keep you and sustain you. And may you always give God the head of your life the utmost joy. Blessings, my loves. Until we meet again, this is the Real Life Anisha D.